Every year since 1993, the Cancer Challenge in Bella Vista has raised money to benefit area cancer programs and services for local residents. The previous incarnations have raised more than $9.5 million, and organizers think this year's three-day event that begins Thursday will raise more than $600,000 for five separate agencies, including Hope Cancer Resources in Springdale and Washington Regional's Cancer Support Home in Fayetteville and Bentonville. While the format of the Cancer Challenge has changed from time to time since 1993, one thing remains at the core: a connection to outdoor sports. This year, there are races, 5 and 10K runs, plus a one-mile fun walk. There are tennis tournaments and golf tournaments as well. And Friday, at the Highlands Gun Range, there is a trap shooting tournament. As a June Tuesday afternoon fades into evening, the Highlands Gun Range is about as quiet as it ever is. A few shooters sit near the range talking. One of them is Chuck Sharp of Bentonville. He's been involved with the Cancer Challenge for several years and is also the president of the Arkansas State Trap Shooting Federation. He's the perfect resource to find out more about a sport that's experiencing significant growth in Arkansas. He says he became interested in the sport in the mid-1970s.
Back in the years ago, we had what we would call local turkey shoots, you know, just a country thing out in the field, you know, behind a couple of bales of hay. And there was a guy that took me under his wing and helped me experience that.
Trap shooting is related to, but different than, skeet shooting, though both use clay targets. In trap, the targets are launched from a single location and generally fly away from the shooter. In skeet, they can be launched from two separate locations and have a crisscross pattern. Steady hands and good eyes help a shooter, but Chuck Sharp says the good news is that the best trap shooters have learned to be better.
Yeah, all those things you just mentioned, but trap shooting is a learned skill. It's not like, you know, when you and I were born, we were either fast or we weren't fast. We could do some things to increase our quickness, but not our speed. So trap shooting is a learned skill. It doesn't matter if you're big or tall or short or round or whatever, you know. So the biggest thing of it is this, that if you have the drive and determination that you want to improve, and if you work at it hard enough, you can accomplish it.
Like so many activities that rely on repetition, hitting a golf ball, throwing the curveball, or rolling a 16-pound bowling ball down the lane, shooting requires good form. And though you're pulling the trigger with your finger, the key to racking up a good score is in the legs.
In golf, you know, you have a swing that you build on, and in trap shooting, we have our stance is where we start, and start with that foundation, because the shot takes place basically between the knees and the waist and stuff, and not the arms and things like that. So you build that proper foundation, you establish that, then you build on it as you go.
More than 100 individuals, about 34 teams, had registered for the Cancer Challenge Trap Shooting Tournament by late last week. Organizers say the tournament has grown each year, and Chuck Sharp says that's not surprising since the sport is enjoying a boom in Arkansas. He says the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission began an effort just a few years ago to get more young people interested in outdoor sports, and trap shooting was an emphasis of that project.
And what's happened out of this, a lot of these, our youth have gone on to shoot competitively. This last year, we had five All-Americans make the All-American team. We had two have qualified for the Olympics. We'll be competing in Peru and in Brazil this summer. It's just, we are every year at the Grand American, which is in Sparta, Illinois. The last few years, it's been Arkansas. You know, these young people are hitting the leaderboard, and so all the trap shooting nation, they're saying, what's going on in Arkansas? What's all this all about? You know, it's this Arkansas youth sports shooting program that's fueling this thing.
Chuck says the Arkansas State Trap Shooting Federation has seen the youth participation grow from 500 participants the first year of the program to more than 6,000 a year now. Just like that new putter or those specialized running shoes can set you back, though, Chuck says the amount a person spends on trap shooting is, well, up to the individual.
Well, that's a big number. Today in the trap shooting world, the competition world out there, you know, a lot of trap guns run from $5,000 to $20,000 or greater.
Which means, of course, if you miss more targets than you hit, you can blame that cheap rifle, right?
It's the Indian, not the arrow. I think I can honestly say that I have never missed a target because of the gun. Okay. I've never missed a target because of the shell. I know that if I put the shot on the target, it will break. Now, and like in golf, a lot of times, you know, we try to look for this magic ball, this new set of golf clubs that's going to really improve our game. But that's such a small part of it.
The competition in the Cancer Challenge Trap Shooting Tournament begins at 8 a.m. Friday at the Highland Gun Range in Bella Vista. The three-day Cancer Challenge itself begins tomorrow afternoon with a junior tennis clinic and tournament at the Kingsdale Tennis Complex. Along with the sports, there is a gala, the Sparkle and Spurs Gala, which will take place Friday night at Horton Farms in Gravett. You can learn much more about the events and the local agencies that benefit from the money raised at cancerchallenge.com. And to learn more about the Arkansas State Trap Shooting Federation, you can go online to arkansastrapshooting.org.